Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. I'm Rob.
Sada.
And Big Sook's right over there.
Right back at you.
He's back from Italy. Italian Sook.
Sober now.
Yeah.
No more booze.
He has quit drinking.
I'm off the sauce.
For life.
I'm going to push it to Friday. I'm going to make a goal. Saturday?
I bet you don't.
Thursday afternoon. Thursday evening. Hey, nothing on, nothing Monday, nothing so far today.
Yeah, doing great.
Right? It's a day and a half. What are you talking about? That's a long plane ride. I can't be expected to go, you know, cold turkey on the
airplane.
I love
drinking on planes.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to take a little nappy nap, I mean, come on.
No, just, I don't really care the circumstance. I love drinking on planes.
Yeah. And dare I say, this is the first time flying Turkish Airlines. You get a chance to fly Turkish Airlines, fly Turkish Airlines.
You told us that yesterday.
Yeah, they're dialed in.
Or maybe it was, wait, is this your second day back?
Second day back. Did I tell you that or was that off the air?
No, you told me on the air.
Yeah, they're great. And
well,
let me tell
us
you,
on the, air.
The wine was flowing.
Like, yeah.
You know, and no judgmental stares either. Hey, I got a 12 and a half hour flight and that
what
lady
What do they
knew.
Have on a Turkish airliner?
What do you mean?
What can you order?
Oh, you can order just about anything.
Can you get like good cocktails? Like you can on some American airlines? Like,
that I don't
straight
know.
Straight away?
We just had wine. And they just, they had the compliment. Because when I asked, like, what, you know, they come around for the beverage service. And it was like wine. And I was like, oh, wine. And then I asked the lady. Because, you know, they give you the little kitty cup. And I was like, can we just do, like, a couple of those? And she was like, absolutely. Fired a couple of those up. And then I was like, can we remember this section? Came back around. It was a grand old time.
How long was the flight?
12 and a half.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had
you
a
need some...
Yeah.
You need more than two.
Oh, believe me. I was one of those just, and I was in the bulkhead. I was in that first row. So I was right there at the galley. So it was easy to get up and just be like, hey, can we get a little, topper here? And at no point was there a judgmental stare. She knew the drill. She knew the assignment. She was fantastic. Had a nice lasagna. I just was very pleased with what Turkish Airlines brought to the table.
Getting you ready for all that table lasagna.
Yeah, that is true. Table lasagna. It's the move.
Wait, was this on the way home?
This is on the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
From Istanbul to Seattle.
Reminding you of all that table lasagna.
Yeah, reminding me of the table lasagna. And if you're wondering, next time you go out to an Italian joint, order your separate meals, table lasagna. You're welcome.
So we'll get back into the wild and wacky NBA playoffs in our next segment. But my tease here was just how expensive will NIL get?
Pretty expensive. It already is. And on top of that, we got revenue sharing.
Well, yeah. So Kirk Cignetti was out recently in an article, and he actually named the schools. And I always
Google
find this
bitch.
Interesting because everybody kind of names the same schools, but also kind of doesn't.
Yeah.
In other words, nobody really knows.
It's like, yeah.
But like, Cignetti's a coach at Indiana. Like, yeah. He knows a lot.
Yeah.
The rumor was that Texas's roster this year in college football will be $40
million.
Now, of course...
Does that include revenue sharing, or is that just going
no,
to be strictly NIL?
I think that's just as it stands now.
Well, Ohio State supposedly had the most expensive roster of all time last year, and it won a national championship. I think theirs was like 20 something. It's like 28 or
whatever. I mean, who was it that said Oregon? Jed Fish.
Yeah.
Said Oregon and Ohio State had $20 million rosters.
Yep.
But again, I mean, I think Oregon, everything I've heard on what you've heard, but it's between the $20 and $25 million range.
I have been told that Oregon does not have an unlimited fund, but that also no one does, and that Oregon will not get outbid for a player. Doesn't necessarily mean that Oregon will go as high as everyone else, but if Oregon wants a player, money will not be a factor right. in whether or not they get him.
Look, we know they're one of the top tier
yes.
NIL schools.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious in a lot of the talent they're getting.
Yeah.
But Cignetti said, so the rumor was Texas was going to spend $40 million this year. And of course, they had to come out. Or no, it was Chip Brown. You know him, that Texas reporter guy?
He's from like Orange Buzz. He was one of the first guys that had the realignment stuff way back when.
Yeah, he came out and said that's absurd, which it's not absurd. Well, it might be absurd in terms of $40 million, but
it's insane.
You know Texas is right at the top.
Yes.
Come on. So Cignetti said in this article, and I forget who wrote it, but he was quoted as saying, the biggest NIL schools for football are Oregon, Ohio State, Texas. Are you shocked yet?
I'm waiting to hear, like, you know.
Well, there is one.
There is one?
Yeah, there's one where it's like, wait, what?
Okay.
So then he goes, Notre Dame, Miami. Are you shocked?
No. Although Miami, we've been told so many times that Miami doesn't have the cash that people think they do, but, I mean, it is Miami. They don't have they don't have all the facilities because it's not a big university. But
then they drop $4 million on Carson.
I know, right? So, you know, I mean, that is Shapiro. So you really don't need, SMU's proof of this. If you just have a handful of big name boosters, you don't need a massive pool of people. By the way, is SMU in that list?
No, the last one is close. Texas Tech, he said, because of their oil money.
Yeah. Well, and that's the SMU thing too. It's like Texas has money.
So this was Cignetti. And I hadn't, you know, SMU we knew.
Yeah.
But Texas Tech is not one that I had thought of in that regard.
Well didn't they just get like the largest donor in the country? Some guy sold his oil business. And it's like he's worth $4 billion now or something that he's given to the university.
So now are they about to become a powerhouse? Because Texas Tech is not a relevant player in college football.
Well, I don't think it instantly means you're a powerhouse, but it certainly helps you compete for big-time talent.
It does, but at the same time, and this is what it kind of bugs me about whether you're talking about Ohio State or Oregon or anyone else. Dude, you don't just money is not the only reason kids go places. Now, there are some kids, it sounds like the Nico kid at Tennessee, he was just up for bid. He was up for bid when he was in high school, and he's up for bid now. But for the most part, money is somewhat even. Like, Texas Tech does not have the money to pay double what Georgia or Ohio State or Oregon are gonna pay.
So it's a former player who is the head of their collective that just sold his $4.1 billion oil business.
Yeah. So I mean, they are obviously going to be a player, but again, unless they're willing to just,
you're still Texas Tech.
They're still Texas Tech. So if I'm a 5-star kid and Texas Tech comes to me and like, let's say that a going rate for a 5-star kid, let's say it's between $3 and $4 million, is Texas Tech offering $8 million? You know, I find that hard to believe that that's what they're doing. But if they are, then maybe we'll see it. Maybe over the next handful of years. But remember, T. Boone Pickens tried to do this. Now, it'd be interesting if like T. Boone played in this era. But look, we've been buying players in college football for 50 years. It's just more apparent now, and you can make more money. But T. Boone Pickens tried to buy his way into Oklahoma State being Oregon, and it didn't work.
Yeah,
they were good.
To me, the interesting thing is about NIL, because you're right, in some ways it's all kind of the same. It's just more above board. But I do think what's interesting about NIL, one element is this. There are certain schools that are becoming new age blue bloods.
Yes.
Because of this. Oregon is one of them.
Yeah.
Texas Tech, as mentioned by Cignetti, may be one of them. SMU is certainly one of them.
Yeah.
There are schools that are better suited. BYU is one.
This is the weirdest thing. BYU,
because they're uniquely suited for this new culture of college football. They have a bunch of money and a bunch of people who want to donate to sports. So that to me, yes, it's always been this way. But what's interesting is that you have new teams and new schools capable of keeping up with the old guard.
Yeah. I looked at it. Texas Tech for the upcoming cycle, they're 21st overall in recruiting, but they're number 2 in transfer rank. So when it comes to transfer portal, that seems to be that you're flexing some cash, you're flexing some muscle. But again, it takes more than that. You buying a handful of kids doesn't make you a big time program. It Correct. Just doesn't. It takes years and years of building a roster, and still the lifeblood of college football is still recruiting classes. So, you know, color me skeptical that Texas Tech will be playing for a national championship anytime soon. But can you become relevant? Yes, you can become more relevant. Like BYU is not winning a national championship, but Mormons have a lot of money and they have never been willing to spend it because Mormons didn't want to. The school was not willing to bend the rules. But now that it's above board, BYU can pay for kids. And so they are going to become more relevant than ever. In fact, it's funny. When I was at BYU, Utah was our little brother. Like, they couldn't compete with us. And then Utah joins the Pac-12, and they just kicked the living hell out of us. We were a non-factor. I mean, they dominated us. And now, all of a sudden, Utah's pissed because we got more money than Utah. And now BYU is leaping Utah. And now we're getting kids that never would have considered
us.
Well,
if you think about it, you guys might have the most money of anybody.
It's possible.
In terms of... If they're willing to
spend it,
to dump it into NIL,
yes.
I don't. The I mean, Mormons if you said name money. The biggest pool of graduates
and rich people
or just
yep,
who beats them?
We have a lot.
Notre Dame would have a lot. Texas would
Stanford,
have a lot.
Stanford and those places do, but they're irrelevant. This has rendered academic schools like Stanford like it's.
Because they're not that into sports.
They're not that into sports, and you can't...
BYU, they are.
Stanford can't get transfers in because they can't get admitted to school.
Not anybody can get into BYU.
Yeah. As long as BYU kind of is willing to look the other way and not kick some kids out because of the honor code, they are poised to be I'm buying stock in BYU. Because for years and years and years and years, that fan base has been desperate to be nationally relevant, and it's hard for them because we couldn't get kids, and now we can buy kids, and there will be plenty of donors. That has to be one of the deepest pools of money. Maybe not the high end like SMU, but that is a very, very deep pool of money with BYU millionaires.
But it doesn't. Like you said, it doesn't guarantee anything.
Doesn't guarantee anything.
So
you still have to hire the right coaches. You still have to be able to recruit high school kids. You still have to be able to grow and develop players. And the Ohio States and the Oregons and the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Texas, they have such a head start on those other schools that, I mean, look, Oregon, this has been, what, a 30-year build for Oregon to get here? I mean, it takes a long time to build up a program like that.
That's a good... segue into the next question I want to ask. I want to carry this over because I do have a question about Oregon, and we will get to that next and wrap up this conversation on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, whoops. I missed one there. Sorry.
A little slow on the trigger.
Yeah. So I was asking about Oregon. We're talking about NIL. We're doing some hot college football talk here.
There you go.
You mentioned that just because you have deep NIL pockets, like these new schools like BYU, Oregon, or whomever, not traditional blue bloods, as it were, doesn't mean you instantly win, and that is true.
Yeah.
But my question about Oregon is this. Where do you think they are if status quo remained? In other words, this whole NIL deal didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Revenue sharing won't happen. Oregon was on that trajectory long before NIL.
Yes.
But in the old school college football, where do you think Lanning and company are?
I think they're still solidly in the top 12. I think NIL helps Oregon.
Well, it better help them.
It will.
It already does.
It already does.
I mean,
what an opportunity.
My question is how much, because like you said, it doesn't mean, you know, you instantly win, because I feel like Lanning, I mean, that's kind of an insult to Lanning. It's
yes,
like,
it is.
Dude, it's not just about money. And of course, people will reduce it to that because people hate Oregon and the Phil Knight thing.
It's an easy, lazy narrative.
It is, exactly. And it is a lazy narrative. That said, how do you quantify what that means for where Oregon's at right now?
Yeah.
Because it does coincide with a rise in the program
But now, see, I disagree because...
Well, I guess that's not true because they were in two title games.
They played for two national title games.
Yeah,
now, they were still... They were still buying...
They have more talent.
DeAnthony Thomas didn't come here for free. So,
But that's what I'm saying. So this new age even though it's the same, it's different.
It's different. So I think Oregon has been on a steady trajectory, and the last piece to this puzzle is winning a national championship. And I think NIL, like if we're putting a percentage on it, I think NIL helped Oregon 15%. And when you already have played for two and you're already considered a solid top 10 program, you're talking about, you know, very marginal difference between the truly elites and just the elites. And I do think that NIL can maybe bring that last 10% that Oregon needs. So I think Oregon will benefit from NIL because I think they do it. You take all the recruiting stuff that Oregon has, all the advantages with Nike, It's one of the probably three or four coolest, sexiest programs. You talk to recruits. I hear that time and time again from people that are in the recruiting ranks, that Oregon is just a sexy school for kids. Now you throw in the fact that they aren't going to get outbid for kids, that they are going to be on par with any offer that someone can make a kid. And then they did go get a coach that, how do I put this? One of the reasons they hired Dan Lanning is because they saw from Mario Cristobal that this can be done better. They saw from Mario Cristobal that, unlike Chip, because when Chip was here in Bilotti, they had tremendous success, but they didn't recruit the way that Mario did. Mario came in and brought the Alabama model to Oregon and said, we can get the Kayvon Thibodeaux. We can get five-star kids here on a regular basis. It does not have to be a once-in-a-blue-moon thing with Jonathan Stewart and Haloti Ngata. We can get kids like this. We can be a top four or five recruiter. So when Cristobal left... One of the reasons they went with Dan Lanning and like they weren't willing to go back. You remember the Josh Wilcox thing? A lot of people wanted Wilcox and they were like, he will not.
Justin. I can't believe they would hire Josh Wilcox.
That would be.
As their coach.
That could be.
But I got to tell you.
Be a hell of a ride.
I am here for that.
But one of the things was they did not believe that Wilcox had the structure in place to recruit that way. So one of the reasons they went and got Dan Lanning, and Dan Lanning went and basically brought the GM from Texas A&M, who had just signed at the time the number one recruiting class of all time at Texas A&M. They wanted to bring an SEC model of program building and recruiting and that sort of attitude to Eugene. And when you couple with Dan Lanning and that staff does... with that SEC mentality, and you throw in the fact now that you can bring the money to it with all the sex appeal that Oregon has and the facilities and Nike and all of that, you have created something that had already been built into a phenomenal program. And I do think that that can be the thing that puts them over the top. And I know last year didn't end the way they wanted to, but it was the number one team in the country, undefeated, won the Big Ten. And then you ran into a buzzsaw at Ohio State at the wrong time in the playoffs.
I think it's interesting.
You see any good players, tell them to come here.
Thank you, Dan. I think it's interesting. You said the SEC mentality.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with that. And Dan Lanning is that. I mean, like, I was reading an article today where they were calling Oregon the new Georgia.
Yeah.
What is it about the SEC mentality? They always just say it just means more. I mean, look, the proof's in the pudding. They get the best players in the SEC.
Yeah.
Or at least they used to. What is that? Like, do they, Is it the bigger budgets in SEC recruiting? Is it that they put more emphasis on recruiting? Because everybody around the country has always wanted to recruit.
Yeah.
Right? So what is, if in other words, if Dan Lanning came from, so he came from Georgia, but let's say he came from where he coached a national championship at Notre Dame or somewhere not in the SEC.
Yeah. Michigan.
Is he the same? Because I feel like the tutelage under Kirby Smart is a sum of what makes him great.
I think the idea behind
Nick Saban.
I think the idea behind it is in the SEC, it's like the rising tide lifts all boats, and that when you exist out in that world, they've always had more money. The recruiting hotbeds are down there, and you could say the same like if you're in the ACC down in Florida, right? When you're having to compete in that world, out on the West Coast, it used to be the only thing you really had was SC. Right? SC got whatever they wanted. And then, you know, you had UW and you had Oregon kind of rise up a little bit. But the West Coast, throughout the, if we're looking at the last 40 years of football, there's three West Coast schools that matter and only three, right? Oregon, UW, and SC. And SC by far being the dominant power there, although that has shifted now. When you're talking about in the SEC, you are competing every day and every year with Auburn, Alabama, LSU. And now you throw in Texas and you throw in Oklahoma and you still have, and you're, by the way, you're dipping into Florida to compete against Florida State and Miami, and you throw Clemson in there. I mean, it is just nasty. So
you,
down there.
You just have to do more.
You just have to do
to
more
to get kids.
Yes.
You have to be relentless. And that's the attitude that you wanted
yes.
to bring.
When they went and got Lanning, and I don't want to get into like the too many weeds, because some of the stuff, I don't know how much they want to make this public. He has a, there's a system, there's a philosophy that he builds his recruiting around that is, it's like, why are some people better at attracting women, right? Like you like the
well,
guy.
I can tell you that because I'm hot.
But we all know that guy that can go into a bar.
Just kidding.
Or you know the guy that goes into the strip club and like, like he walks out of there with the stripper and you're like, dude.
Well, hello there.
Well, that's the SEC. You have to have that mentality. And so I do think that more and more programs, as this came about, wanted to go find guys that had cut their teeth in that field. They wanted people that understood, this is how Alabama recruits, this is how Georgia recruits, and I'm going to take that mentality and I'm going to go get I'm going to build my roster around people that is the only way we know how to operate, where we don't accept the fact that because we're on the West Coast that we have to settle for three-star or four-star kids. No, we are going to be a national recruiter. And you can say what you will about Cristobal. Cristobal started that. Cristobal proved, you know, he didn't have the success that Chip Kelly did or even Bilotti, but Cristobal proved that you can take that mentality and you can bring it to Oregon, and Oregon was not willing to go back.
Yeah.
They were only willing to go forward, and it's one of the reasons, and they found a young guy in Lanning. They said he can keep that going, and Lanning has done it bigger and better than Cristobal.
All right, well, Biatches, there is some hot, very hot NIL college football talk. Oh, by the way, wait, I'm not done.
They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
I'm not done. No, I'm not done.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you too. So that Cignetti's, I love that drop. That
me too.
That's a good one.
You know.
Me fake burping.
Mm-hmm. Fake burping? That was
real.
I don't,
no, that was real.
No, I don't really burp. I've told you this before. I can't burp. I don't burp.
So
they're
what
fake.
The hell? Yeah, why are you doing fake burp bits?
Just trying to piss people off.
Yeah. Kinda.
You know, fucking, you know,
sure.
Here, I'll do it again. That's not real. Come on. That didn't come from my diaphragm.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know how to burp.
What were you saying?
I don't know.
You love that drop.
You lost it.
True story.
And to someone's point, like the Texas A&M, how did that class work out? That's the prime example. Texas A&M spent the most money on the number one. They said it was the number one recruiting class that had ever been assembled in college football, and it went nowhere. And those kids all ended up bolting. So this, again, proves the point. Just buying a roster doesn't do squat, which is why it's a lazy narrative to say that because someone has money, they're going to be a good team, or that's the reason why they're good. It's a lazy ass narrative. You can buy a lot of players, doesn't mean you're going to do great. Texas A&M is a prime candidate for that.
No, it was the Cignetti article where he was saying the biggest NIL schools in football are Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Notre Dame, Miami, and Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Matt Norlander weighed in on that. He's from CBS, and he's a basketball guy.
Yeah.
And he was saying that in the NIL and basketball, it's a little bit more bunched up.
Sure.
In football, the $20 to $25 million schools, now they're saying upwards of $40
million. Yeah.
There's only a handful of them, and Cignetti mentioned several of them.
Yeah.
In basketball, they say that the highest NIL is just over $10
million. Yeah.
And that's Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, shocking, but also St. John's, Arkansas, BYU, Indiana, Louisville, Michigan, and also Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And he said there's a bunch in the next tier that are only a couple million behind, and that's Kansas, UConn, Florida, Houston, Purdue,
there's
Tennessee,
more players,
USC.
Because it doesn't take as much money.
So at the top of basketball, it's really kind of leveled out.
Yeah.
Not everybody's up there, but a lot of the big schools are up there, whereas in football, you still have, you know, seven or eight haves and a bunch of have-nots.
It's a lot harder to come up with $30 to $40 million than it is to come up with, you know, eight to be competitive. It's insane. Well, they even said, too, there was one, we talked about this a while ago, who was the guy that, he left Maryland for, what was that doucher's name? He left Maryland for, is it Xavier or Marquette?
Are you talking about the coach?
The coach.
Oh, What's-His-Nuts.
Yeah, old What's-His-Nuts. What school did he leave Maryland for? He went and took a job. I want to say it was at Marquette or Xavier or something like that. And they said one of the reasons was he went to a school without a football program because they can dump more resources into the basketball because they don't have to split the pie.
Where did he go? That guy's name?
Willard? Is it Willard?
Yeah, he was basically bitching about Maryland and not having the resources he need. So he went someplace and
he went to Villanova.
And they're saying places like Villanova and St. John's could be, in basketball, one of the advantages they have is you don't have to split the pie, especially in revenue sharing. You don't have to split the pie with the football team. Whereas, like, if you're at Ohio State, dude, take a back seat, man. Football's coming first. And everything else is coming second after that. And you don't have to worry about that when you're at Villanova.
Well, now we can play the applause. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you. We were great there.
Thank you.
Gatorade and a towel. Take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get back to the NBA playoffs. Here's Buck.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.